Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 682. Can you give a shout-out to my wife, Lindsay, who turned 30 on Tuesday? Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. That sounds like a blast. And then let's go to the 972. This is per one of our older conversations. I want to give a shout-out to my wife, who I had in my phone as Big Booty Brooke until we got married, and now it says the wife. So that was based on a, man, I really should have thought that through a little bit better.
You made it.
That was based on a conversation we had earlier about like how people get labeled in your phone for a while. All right.
I got to go through my phone now.
Yeah, I'll make some updates. What's the Super Bowl that you're rooting for? And then what's the Super Bowl that you're predicting we are going to get? Because mine are definitely different. And I think in terms of the Super Bowl that I'm rooting for, I'm going to go with Washington and Buffalo. Now, we had this conversation yesterday, and Marlon Humphrey is like, I want the Chiefs to lose because I'm a straight-up hater. I could see that. You could put me in the hater category as well. And I also feel bad for Buffalo because they've been there four times in a row, and now it's been forever since they've been back, and they've never won a Super Bowl. So I would like to see Washington and Buffalo. I'm stronger on that NFC stance than I am AFC because I don't hate like the Chiefs. I hate the Philadelphia Eagles just as a matter of sports rivalry. So the one I'm rooting for is Washington and Buffalo. What about y'all?
I have a phone number that says Angie Special Massage, and I have no clue what that means or who.
I think you should call it.
I kind of want to know what the massage is.
Special.
Yeah. I think so. We had a Tolo that used to come to events, and she gave massages. Mm-hmm. Is that the number? I don't remember. Anyway, what was the question?
I want to know. I wish there was a timestamp for when you saved this in your phone, and it was like, oh yeah, on a break.
I haven't been on. I haven't had this phone, these contact lists.
Okay.
I've had it only since I've been married.
Okay.
So there's no while we were on a break.
The question to start is, what is the Super Bowl you're rooting
for? The one I'm rooting for.
Not the one you think's going to happen.
Washington, Kansas City, honestly, because I'm rooting for a Washington team this year. They did something special. I want to see that thing go over the top. But in order to like really put that stamp down, Jaden doing it against Mahomes and winning against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like that would be a whole new, hold on. Has he taken the stage from him? And now we're starting to talk about where Mahomes was whenever he was taking the stage from Brady. You know, you start getting that conversation going. So I am rooting for that because I want to see that. So that's what I'm rooting for, Kevin.
Okay.
Is the Washington and Kansas City. Mostly I want to see Kansas City, that storyline of trying to get the third one, but I also want to see the rookie try to win a Super Bowl. Like I think that's special.
Alec, what are you rooting for the Super Bowl matchup?
I'm rooting for the same exact matchup as you. I do want to see the Bills and the Commanders go at it. One, because screw Philly. And two, I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I just love the coach and the human that Dan Quinn is.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a lot cooler to go buy trading cards from him this weekend if, you know,
okay.
I'm telling him that I'm hyping him up to make the Super Bowl. But mainly because I have no idea who would win that game.
Okay.
I feel like the other matchups, I at least have a gut feeling. In that one, I have no clue because the Commanders have shown you some really amazing things. They've shown you some really bad things this season. And that Buffalo defense is still very sketch to me. So I have no idea who would win that game. And I feel like I would be the most locked in on that matchup.
Some very fair points here from the 972. Don't tell Woolchuck you hate the Chiefs. And from the 682, nah, you hate the Chiefs, man. Be honest with yourself. I do not hate the Chiefs. What I hate is this idea that they run a squeaky clean organization. Like, that's my only issue. Because if people think the Cowboys are a trash organization because they put trash out on the field and they think they run their salary cap stupidly and they can't find a... Like, that's all fine. I have an issue with any of that, and the Chiefs do that so great. But when people are like, the Cowboys are trash because I think Jerry Jones has a secret daughter. Okay, fine. But then you should also think the Chiefs are trash off the field because some of the really awful things that they've been involved with. That is my only point of contention about that. All right.
Kevin, as I was looking through, I have a Brandon Hurtado. He works at Hurtado, so I think that's why I left Hurtado on there for Brandon.
But it's not just a worker at Hurtado named Brandon, because then you'd have to put that in parentheses.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, he works at Hurtado, so I just left it as Brandon Hurtado.
I think that is actually his name.
What?
Here's how the votes are going.
He makes good barbecue.
How many states out of 50 do you think are rooting for the Eagles?
Zero. Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, yeah.
One. Three.
Okay.
One.
Three is the correct answer. Pennsylvania's one. Since you said it, Alec, now I'm going to put you to the test. What are the other two states that are rooting for the Eagles?
I'm going to say a state south of Pennsylvania and then a state like west. I don't know.
I'm going to need you to be more specific than a vague geographical description.
I have no clue. Maybe Nevada. Why not? Because Vegas.
You should have stuck close. Delaware and New Jersey.
Nobody lives there.
It's fair.
Well, New Jersey, a lot of people live there.
I've been to Delaware. Not a lot of people live there.
Nobody
That's
even
fair.
Knows.
All right, so Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. How many of the 50 states do you think are rooting for the Chiefs?
Probably three.
Oh, still low.
Yeah, because I think that people are kind of tired of the Chiefs at this point.
Maybe I'd go more like 20.
Well, Alec, you're going to look really foolish on this one because the answer is four.
Wow. We're both idiots.
Iowa.
I'm okay with that.
Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. So obviously proximity is
furniture store
is really taken over. It is. That's true. For the Commanders, it ups to 10. And if you want to throw in Washington, D.C., I would assume is rooting pretty heavily
for
them.
Why don't we make that a state? Just so it's not confusing to the elementary kids.
That's fair. But then you got to let them get their voting representation in as well.
Why don't we let them have that?
Look, that is a great question. That's probably not for us to disseminate right here and right now. So the Eagles, three states are rooting for them. The Chiefs, four. The Commanders, 10.
Good
night. The Commanders are the first team that really picks up like your random outlier states. We're like, hey, we're just rooting for them because we like them. That means all the other states, 33 other states, are rooting for the Bills. So two-thirds of the states are rooting for the Bills. One-third are rooting for all the other teams combined.
Listen, man, that Bills-Chiefs one is very difficult to pick when it comes to the rooting interest because the Bills team is very fun. Their offense is an absolute blast. They play the game the way you want to see the game be played. So, like, that one, that is a very thin margin, Kevin, for the one I want to see being the Chiefs. It's very thin between Buffalo and Kansas.
Okay, I got that. And I just wanted, if you need another reason to root for the Commanders, I don't know that you do, but if you want to, look at the story of Jonathan Allen. So Jonathan Allen was told in October, you're done for the rest of the year because you have a torn pectoral muscle. We see that all the time. Injuries are devastating in sports. But then when they went, you know how we talk about like, oh, the surgery went well and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So doped up on anesthesia and in the post-operative recovery room, Allen heard the surgeon say that the muscle was only 20% torn. But is that real?
Only 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, woohoo. But is that really what happened? Or was he drugged up and thinks that would happen? So it took him a minute to, if you've ever had surgery, I'm sure it takes you a little bit to get back to like feeling your full senses. And he was like, hold on. Talk to the surgeon again. The surgeon said, yes, that is correct. So he's back this season playing right now. And the doctors have said, hey, I hear you, but you probably still shouldn't be playing because you could re-tear it. You could tear the whole thing. You could face another injury and all of that.
Be careful, man.
And he said, that's fine. And he goes, it's their job to protect me. And he goes, it's not my job to protect them. And he goes, so I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play. And then just think about how impressive this statement is. I'd be lying if I said it was easy, but if it was easy, everybody would do it. Peck or no peck, everybody at this point of the season is beat up and hurt and playing through something.
Mike, throat or no throat.
His surgically repaired peck that the doctor's like, hey, you can play. Maybe you shouldn't play. And he's like, no, man, we're in the NFC Championship game. I'm going to play.
I'll pay you for another surgery, doc. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
And once I get this Super Bowl under my belt, though.
And by the way, if you need more respect for him, I think he's out of or almost out of guaranteed money left on his contract. So, like, if they were to move on from him after this year, it's like a $6 million dead cap charge. I'm not saying that that would happen, but even more impressive that he's like, I'm covered for a couple more years. He's like, no, I might need to get paid after this year.
Kevin, I know we're kind of sitting here saying and suggesting the only real thing that is true, though, is that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And do you want to know why?
Probably we should. Personally, I don't, but that's also the Super Bowl I did pick. I think we're going to get is Philly and Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm wrong about that.
In 1984, Vic Fangio was a defensive assistant for the Philadelphia Stars. The Stars won the USFL championship that year. He was a defensive consultant with the 2022 Eagles. The Eagles won the NFC Championship and then lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. And now he's their defensive coordinator.
Oh.
Anytime that Vic Fangio has been associated with Philadelphia teams, they have gone to the Super Bowl. So that's the way that this one's going to go, man.
Okay.
It's all on the shoulders, the sturdy, meaty, girthy shoulders of Vic Fangio.
No, if I love all of that. But I'm going to say the Super Bowl we do get. So my prediction is I'm going to go Philly-Buffalo. I hope I'm wrong. We said what you're rooting for. What do you think we're actually going to get Super Bowl?
I think we're going to get that's that one.
Philly-Buffalo?
I do think we're going to get that. I am very curious, and Sean keeps bringing it up. I'm very curious the extent of the injury to Jalen Hurts. They have done a very good job of keeping that. But, man, at the end of that game, he didn't look like he was as capable of doing the things that he wanted to do. And I'm very curious how much that's going to limit them.
Okay.
And if Washington can go out there and be themselves, that's going to be a tough game. But I think they have the better talent on that team right now.
Alec, what say you?
I think that we are going to get Kansas City, Philadelphia. I just think that the Chiefs are inevitable at this point, as much as I've gotten off that bandwagon and don't really enjoy watching them make it every single year anymore. I think it's going to happen again, and I think Philly is just more well-rounded, unfortunately, on the field that they're going to get it done.
I think I would be pretty jazzed up for the Washington-Kansas City Super Bowl because, you know, one way or another, whether it's first rookie quarterback to make it to the Super Bowl, let alone perhaps win the Super Bowl, or your first ever Super Bowl three-peat, I think that would be pretty cool. For Philly and Kansas City, I'd be like,
I will say this. Adrian's excited.
For the Chiefs.
She's like, is Taylor, do you think she's going to be in New Orleans that week?
Yeah, I do.
I'm like, I don't have. We never saw. So, because Kevin, we didn't see her in Vegas because she was still on tour.
True.
Now her tour's over. She can do whatever she wants.
That is true.
She can spend the whole week at Jackson Square with us.
I mean,
that's in New Orleans.
We'll see.
Who knows?
We can make
that
happen.
It could be her.
Okay.
It could be anybody. It could be Shaq. You know, nobody knows who we might see on Radio Row.
Mm-hmm. All right. So be on the lookout if you go to New Orleans for Taylor Swift and Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's what we need to be on the lookout for. with the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, got to give you a couple updates about Jurickson Profar, about AM on the FM. We're going to get to that as well, about the Stars. And then we're going to also do a combo platter. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what group of folks was the worst influence at your high school? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Daniels, four-man rush this time, zips it in.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got some football news we need to get to, but also I want you to contemplate our combo platter for today, Bad Influences Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what group of folks was the worst influence at your high school? You can define that however the heck you want. 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, I almost said Switch, or the YouTube. Now, Corey, in the meantime, do you have football coordinating news for us?
I do. One, yes, the massage person was the person I was thinking of. So it is Atolo's.
I bet it was.
Ex-wife.
Oh, no.
But I really love that guy. So the other thing, Kevin, is Bobby Slowick is now out from the Houston Texans. This is an offensive coordinator that I know Bobby Belt was very high on 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That name was already starting to pop up. We saw what he did with Stroud. Now all of a sudden Stroud is struggling. The offense struggles altogether. It was up and down. And they say, sorry, man, we are done. He is out as the Texans offensive coordinator. I'm very interested to see, like, where is, would he still be a hot commodity for a head coaching job, or is it just OC stuff now that he's been basically moved on from by a team?
Yeah.
That's always an interesting place.
Now, I want to give everybody, we're doing a shout out. We're doing shout outs today. It is, in fact, Shout Out Friday from the 325. Shout out to my grandson, John. He became a commercial pilot yesterday. That is outstanding. Congratulations. I also wanted to go ahead and shout out a Georgetown basketball player, a former Georgetown basketball player by the name of Ramel Ross. He played for Georgetown from 2000 to 2005. He just got his second Oscar nomination. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive.
His film, Nickel Boys, is recognized in the Best Picture and Best Adapted Screenplay category. He earned his nomination for his script along with Jocelyn Barnes. So this is his second Oscar nomination. He got one in 2018 for a documentary feature. And so that's just amazing. Like, hey, I played, I was a McDonald's All-American honorable mention. And then I went on to get into filmmaking where I got nominated for multiple Oscars. And you're like, wow. That's pretty dang impressive. So shout out to him for making that happen.
Now, by the way, yes, Jane has also tweeted. She checked. Cowboys are not going to be calling Bobby Slowick. So
okay.
You're trying to move on.
Look
from
at that news happening fast. Not going to be talking with Bobby Slowick. All right. Now, we had this conversation off air, and it kind of led us down this track. So for the combo platter, it's the Bad Influence edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then which group was the worst influence at your school? Corey, would you like to start? Would you like to go to Alec?
Let's go with Alec first here.
Alec,
we both have to give some thought to this one.
Yeah, so sports opinion, I'm going to go ahead and say the Commanders are going all the way.
Oh my gosh.
I'm invested in the Jaden Daniels thing. I'm invested in the rookie quarterback storyline.
Can I tell you a fun fact? If they win this game, they've got it. Because consider this. The Washington Commanders are trying to become the third number six seed to beat the top 1, 2, and 3 teams in their side of the playoff bracket. The other ones to do it, the 2005 Steelers and the 2010 Packers. Both of them went on to also win the Super Bowl. So just something for you to consider if they beat Philly.
And it just gives us more talking points during the offseason that somebody in the NFC East won another Super Bowl. Because
that's a good point.
The Eagles did it a few years ago. I really don't want to see them do it again. So that would be nice. But I just like the rookie quarterback storyline there, because there was a lot of questions about him coming out that I think were unfair to some degree. It was like, look, he's got the body of work. He's got all the you know, resume accolades that you could ever ask for, but we're still asking questions. And he's like the most comfortable quarterback in the playoffs for my money, not named Patrick Mahomes, because it just seems easy to him. It seems like everything's slowed down. So I just want to see a rookie quarterback win it. It's not necessarily that I'm a newly crowned Commanders fan or anything.
Yeah.
I just want to see the rookie quarterback make history. I think that would be really, really cool.
I'm with you on that.
For me, the most influential in the worst way possible group at my high school, it's actually a close 1A, 1B. I'd say the 1B is the baseball team, but the 1A, because there was just more people that made more bad decisions and peer pressured me into more things than I'm willing to admit, the band kids.
Oh, the band kids.
Oh,
the
band no. kids.
That influences for sure.
Shout out to Mansfield Summit High, class of 19. You know who you are. There was a lot of people in there that we made a lot of mistakes in high school, and it was because the band hall was a very active place for conversation, for meeting people, and meeting people that are not exactly who you thought they were. But there was a lot of things that went down behind closed doors that you would hear the stories, and you knew they were true, even though they were wild. You instantly knew they were true just because they happened because of, or including people that hang out in the band hall all day. So there was a lot of people that I'm still friends with to this day. We've had a lot of fun together in legal ways and ways that aren't crazy, but there were some people that I definitely hung out with that I don't hang out with anymore. And I see the things they've gone on to do. And I'm like, oh, probably good that I didn't hang out around them much longer than I did.
I kind of get this one a little bit because I was in the band, more specifically in the drum corps, and I remember the longest day.
The drum closet was like, that was the worst place to be.
That is fair.
You knew everything bad was happening in the drum closet.
Except for the day that one of my fellow drummers walked up to me before we were about to have like your actual band class. And he goes, dude, I just dropped some acid.
And oh, I was like, no.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. And so at one point, he was pretty good. Just like sitting there in his seat. And at one point he stood up and he's like, I got this. And I said, sit the F back down. And I took him by the shoulder and like pushed him down because he was going to try to play like a solo and it was going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
don't know that it could have been the best.
It could have been amazing.
I guess
one of my friends pitched a no hitter on acid.
Okay.
He told me at one point, he looked at me, he goes, there's flames coming out of the ball. And I was like, this is awesome.
Okay, first of all, you have to be concerned about that. Second of all, you definitely have to think you're going to win. Like, if your pitcher says there's flames coming out of the ball, you might be right. I might have taken away the world's next Neil Peart in that moment. But I just didn't think it was going to turn out well for the high school kids.
His teacher's going to be like, come here. Come to my room. We need to talk.
Yes.
Are you on acid right now? No, yes.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
File that under questions I've never been asked.
All right. Corey,
uh-huh.
Would you like me to go to you or to the fan text?
Somebody texted and said they want me to read their shout out.
Oh.
Shout out to my best friend's little brother. He was nominated for the McDonald's Showcase game.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations, man.
That is super cool.
What are you going to do in that game?
Well, I mean, they're probably just going to watch it, right? Since they're not the one participating.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe you get a shot, you know? My sports opinion is that the Mavericks are going to hang around and be right there in the mix of things. Maybe not that top three seed that we all wanted.
Yeah.
But I'm not as panicky as Mike is about the Mavericks. I understand how long of a road this is.
Yeah.
With two of your top players, but there's still a lot of money invested in this roster that wants to win and that isn't letting up on that. The likes of Daniel Gafford, Kyrie, I know you're going to have to monitor his back, but that dude, anytime he's healthy enough to play, he will be out on the court. The PJ Washingtons and Gaffords and all these other guys, they're still knowing that they can keep this thing afloat and just get into the tournament. If they have Luka, they have a chance. So I'm not as concerned. I appreciate where Mike is on that, and he has all the rights to feel that way. I just do not feel they're that far out of it right now. And then I'm going to go with the skaters at our school were just kind of like watching an episode of Jackass. They and I knew the guys, but I would look out into the field and they would be getting ready to, you know, take a shopping cart up a ramp and blow it up. And I was just like, And nobody seemed that concerned with what they were doing. They were just like, ah, they're out there. But they were always going to blow something up or go higher and farther than other people. If it's not them.
Wait. Let's stay with them for just one second. So I have a quick question.
They were the bad influence.
Do you think?
Like, I had one friend that would just be like, hey, you want to see me jump over that car? I'd be like, you can't. And then he'd do it. I'd be like, how the hell did you do that?
Okay, because that was going to be my question. Did they spend too much time with other nonsensical things and that's why they could never land one single trick? Because I swear, if I went out to Eisenberg Skate Park and people landed a trick, I'd be like, you know what? I get it. I'm going to start wearing my pants like that. I'm going to have a metal chain connecting my wallet to my pants. I'm in with what you guys are doing. But they never could hit a trick. And they did tricks that were way too complicated. It felt like the competition was, who can have the most badass trick that you definitely are not going to land?
You almost landed it, but you weren't going to in the first place.
Yeah, I want to see them kickflip it one time and land on the skateboard. And I would be like,
J-Met says, it sounds like what you're saying is your old friends are just older versions of your son, Carter. That's probably right. Yeah,
well, Avery's... Your son, Carter's got to be the worst influence of the three, right?
Yeah, he's the one that's always pushing them to do something that they shouldn't do. Yeah, that's him. And if it wasn't the skaters, okay. Kevin, it was the group of people that would stand by the light at Peavey. You know who you are. You would stand there and throw rocks at people's cars as they would drive by.
Oh, no!
And one day, my buddy was like, hey... He got the whole baseball team because it was down by the baseball field. He got the whole team. We were standing there. He goes, if anybody throws a rock at my car, I'm getting out of the car with this bat. And we all were like, we're going to go with you. And so we stood there with our bats waiting and nobody threw a rock because they knew. 2 days later, I drive by. Oh, somebody throws a rock at my car. I get out of the car in traffic, take a bat, walk up and said, who did it? Everybody stepped back from the one guy and he was like, and he took off running. And I was like, okay, all right. So I wasn't going to hit him. Dude. I was just going to scare him a little bit.
Yeah. The bat is there for intimidation.
Everybody stepped away though. They threw him under the bus.
That's a sorry group of friends right there from the 469. Washington rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels is going to be the first MVP rookie in the Super Bowl. And the lowrider group at school was the bad influence.
Riding around their 6'4 Impalas.
For the 817, the Mavericks will not make the playoffs. And it was the Rednecks. Because I always wanted to dip and drink beer and break stuff. How could you pass up those opportunities?
It is fun. Breaking things and dipping.
I will admit, there are definitely some things I reflect on that if my children do now, I'm like, I get it. I also like to set things on fire when I was your age. But you shouldn't do it. And they're like, but you did it. And that's a fair counterpoint. And I feel like I learned from it, but they're not ready to learn.
Yeah.
They need to burn things themselves and then learn how that could backfire.
Yeah, exactly. Have some, with Carter, he's the one that will throw out a, hey, you ripped one in the room with us. Why are you upset when I do it? And I'm like, because I don't do it when your mom's around. She doesn't like it. So stop. For her sake, not me. I don't care.
It's called being a gentleman.
Yeah, be a gentleman around the ladies.
From the 469, Shoddy's hire is less important than the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator hires, as he just has to worry about locker room management, Jerry, and time in the game. And the bad influence group was the baseball players in high school. Sorry, Mike and Corey. And this is from a former baseball player, so they will admit.
Yeah, we did some stuff.
They were a bad influence.
I remember specifically, coach said, "Hey, y'all need to be more of a team. Y'all need to go do something together as a team off the field."
Okay.
So I said, "All right, everybody, get in my truck." And so they all got in the back of my truck, and one of them brought a carton of eggs, and then he proceeded to throw one through somebody's window, and then threw one on the car directly behind us. At the stoplight, which I then had to speed through a stoplight so that they wouldn't find us. It was terrifying.
So somebody took this in a totally different direction. A lot of people have weighed in about who influenced them to do things that they realize now were bad. This person from the 214, different direction. My sports opinion is that primetime is the best candidate for this job to bring excitement back to Dallas. I don't disagree.
It'll be the most exciting thing.
I don't disagree with that whatsoever. On the flip side, the worst group of my high school was the security staff that used to be former students that were just a bunch of narcs. So it doesn't sound like they necessarily think that group was doing bad stuff. They're upset that they did not help facilitate or allow perhaps some of the bad stuff that they wanted to do.
Yeah, like the hall monitors. And they're like, where's your pass? And you're like, I forgot it. No, just leave me alone. I got to go to the restroom.
From the 972, the Stars are going to the Stanley Cup. And unfortunately, that person says they were the group. Their friends and them were the group that were the bad influences. And sometimes, Alec, I worry that I might have run in that group even though I was super boring. And by the way, my sports opinion is that the Atlanta Braves will woefully regret the 3-year, $42 million deal that they gave to Jurickson and Profar. Like, we had talked about it. Hey, is Profar maybe 2-for-20 or something like that? And they're like, no. 3-for-42 for Profar to the Braves. Good luck with that. I'm afraid that even though I was super boring and I didn't drink or anything like that, I was at a lot of parties that were on a different level with the drum corps and stuff than other people, because other people in the band were like, Megan brought in some wine coolers this week and our party was crazy. And I'm just like,
Megan.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a name back then. That's probably more of a more of a name in the last like little bit. But I was like, oh man, that's crazy. And I'm thinking, that's what y'all are doing at your party? Like, I know I'm just there, and it probably helps that I was like a designated driver, but like, people drank so much Goldschlager at these things. Ugh. I actually thought they might start to pee gold. Oh, like, I realize that's not how it works, but they drank so much of that stuff, and people were doing so many harder things. So I'm afraid that the group that I was in might have been the bad influence.
But you just weren't influenced by it.
Yeah, I just...
That's
like,
so weird.
Look at you, man. You're a trailblazer. You got your own path.
Peer pressure is weird to me because I'm like, I want to do what I want to do that's fun. You can do what you want to do that's fun, but I'm not going to do it just because you're like, it's so fun.
So
I'm like,
cool, bro.
It looks dumb. Like, yeah, that's just not me.
Let's go, Free Will.
There was one time when Brendan was producing the Ben and Skin show, and he goes, I have never met somebody who cares less what people think about them than you do. And I was like, sometimes incorrect, but sometimes I'm like, eh, that's fine. Keep listening to the show.
Yeah.
Listen for Corey or Mike or Alec. That's fine. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is... Also, a shout-out Friday from the 214. Shout-out to my sister for getting married this past weekend. Hope it is phenomenal. From the 469, shout-out to my mom, Judy, for turning 67 today. I have a side question about the marriage thing, and then we're going to get into AM on the FM. Do you ever sit in a wedding, or maybe you're standing up at the wedding that's not, you're not getting married, and decide about whether this marriage is going to last?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the time.
Because I feel like
I whisper it to Adrian.
Yeah, I feel like I have a pretty good track record. I was like, never gonna work.
And you think you can? So hold on. You're telling me
I'm not undefeated though.
You're telling me that you can just look at a couple and tell whether or not they're bad news.
I feel like I need to at least have done enough to be invited to the wedding, no matter how far back in the list I am.
Right.
Like, I could be in one of the last 20 people that make it. But if I do know you enough to make it to the wedding, I can tell you.
Okay, so you're not just saying you can just look at any couple or any person and tell if they're
I cannot. That would be a really fun, like, little party trick. And they're like, we're getting married in 2 weeks. And I'd be like, ooh,
it's going to last about 6 months.
You might should not.
Yeah.
And now...
He's going to die in 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow if I could that, predict that.
It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
If I knew you had that superpower, Kevin, I should have brought like the last three women in my life around you and you could have told me, get out. That would have been nice.
I mean, I could have told you the one that you didn't want to introduce me to, even though she was right there.
Oh, that was a friend. I'm serious. That was a friend. That was an actual friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I choose to believe you.
There's extenuating circumstances surrounding that.
Hey, it's your segment. What kind of extenuating circumstances?
A lot of stuff I probably shouldn't talk about on the radio. It's time for AM on the FM, where we've got the question of the day coming up here in just a second. 877-881-1053. Want to hear from you on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. And then I got to play this audio. I saw it yesterday. The United States of America put this out. Ipe Mizuhara, if that name rings a bell.
Yes.
The translator and so-called best friend for Shohei Ohtani, they put out an audio recording of a phone call he made with a bank where he was impersonating Shohei Ohtani. You can be the judge of how bad it really is. We'll get to that here in just a second.
Well, I'm gonna stop you right there, Alec. How closely would you say you listen to the show, our show?
Pretty closely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How closely do you think I listen to this show?
Pretty closely.
Okay.
How closely do you think Mike listens to this show?
No. Not a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, back to you.
Why do you ask that question?
Oh, we did talk about this story today.
Yeah, I want to play the audio.
Okay, all
because
right.
Because I want you to hear how really bad the impersonation is. Yeah, because I grabbed it and I knew you were going to talk about it.
Okay.
So I wanted to follow up with the audio because the audio is bad. It really is.
I want to hear it now then.
Okay, well, we will start. I'm gonna give you the question of the day so it can marinate first. So kind of based off of the whole, you know, relationship thing that we kind of teased there. How early do you Valentine's Day? How early do you start prepping for this? Do you start planning? Do you start buying gifts or whatnot? How early do you get this out of the way? 877-881-1053. I want to know when the appropriate window is because I suck at this stuff.
Are you in a scenario where you need to plan right now?
Yeah, probably.
All right. All right. How far into this relationship are we at the moment?
Well, it's not official. That's what we're working towards.
Mm. All right. So we're not working. Maybe we're just, we just like each other's company.
Yeah.
All right. So
needs to be
kind of casual.
Yeah.
But also kind of sexual. I feel this is where, I'm dead serious. I think this is not, listen, I'm not saying like kinky, Kevin. I'm just saying like something.
This took a turn.
Something that leads to a romantic candlelight something, you know?
I did not know this was going to happen.
It's casual. It's a casual thing. Lingerie is fun, you know, or something like that. Some Alec lingerie. I don't know. Get her some. Yeah, make yourself the prize here.
We are always the prize, Corey. We are always the prize. I want that to be known.
There's a bow wrapped around it. This, you know, like, I don't know exactly.
Bow wrapped around what?
I want Corey to keep talking.
Make her some brownies. Huh. Wearing only an apron. You know, those things tend to work whenever it's casual. You're knee deep in the passenger seat.
I know way too much about both of you to ask any questions, especially the one of you.
From the 940, I've had reservations made at Trulux in South Lake for 2 weeks now. So that somebody's already planning. I don't really plan much for Valentine's Day because March 23rd is mine and Adrian's specific day.
Okay.
And we've always chosen to kind of celebrate that. Then I'll get her some flowers, you know, and just to have. But I usually am just like, I put it on the counter and I'm like, Lucy comes home and she's excited that there's flowers. So
if you like this kind of thing or you think she might, I think if you want to change up your regular dinner kind of reservation, going somewhere fancy is great. I do really think the melting pot is fun.
He's trying to get everybody to go.
I heard you talking to Carter about this.
Just hear me out. Hold on. Hear me out. Because it's 2 hours, give or take. It's like longer than a regular dinner, probably, with just you and that other person. And there's like a little activity going on. So it doesn't feel like you just gave up and did the regular like dinner thing. You're also like, hey, we're helping cook some of our own food. And it's crazy. And like, I think it's a little different and it's fun.
When I worked at the bar off McKinney, I had a guy that managed a melting pot that would always come in with his family, and like I would show him a great time, and he was always like, please come over, and I'll take care of you. And I just never made it over there, but it sounds like I should have.
It is very
nice. Sounds like I have a future quadruple date ahead of me with Kevin.
Look, I was just trying to temper expectations because Corey felt like he's like, hey, let's put all our cards out on the table. I was just like, if you want to have something
What's the goal of the night?
I don't know. Ask him.
What is the goal of the evening?
That's a good question.
I think we all know the goal.
Once you have the answer to that question, you'll answer your other question.
Yeah. I mean, there's one restricting factor here, right? Is it helps that this is at the end of the week. Said person goes to school at the University of Houston.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to go down there.
You shut up, Corey.
I'm not marking
stop
that.
It.
I'm not marking that. So I run this show.
Fist bump Reggie and then go have a date.
Yeah. And hope that Reggie has his own too.
Oh, wow.
Does he?
I have no idea. I'm saying that's why I hope.
He'll never tell us anything.
Exactly. I could text him right now and ask him, and he would just either leave me on read or he would change the topic. All
right.
So
I'm text him right now.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, my gosh. From the 817, I just got back from a family friend's funeral. He was a huge sports fan. 105.3 The Fan was mentioned in the service. Thank you all for what you do. R.I.P. Corey in Burleson.
Oh, wow.
He even spelled it right, too.
That's nice.
There you go.
Rest in peace, Corey.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. We'll get to that audio here in just a second. You know, my usual question of the day is based off of the national day calendar. I just wanted this to be known. January 24th is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Dude, there's so many cool beer cans out there.
I just wanted that to be known.
Yeah.
Martin House,
think about that. Martin House has the coolest looking beer cans.
They really do.
They, man, that Ninja Turtle art, I know I've mentioned it numerous times.
Yes, I have one.
It's incredible. We took some of those home specifically because I just wanted them, even if I wasn't going to drink them. I thought they looked really cool.
Petacolas has one of the classiest looking cans you can find. Miller Lights, their old white can with the red and gold in the middle. Like, that was a classic beer can right there.
I have a tall boy Miller Lite that I keep in the back of the fridge that I don't want to open.
Just because it looks cool.
This one, it was the special edition to Marcus Ware Hall of Fame.
There you go.
That I keep in the back of the fridge. I'm like, that will never be touched. Because it's got like the silhouette of him and his pads and everything, and it has his number on it. It's in gold. I'm like, this will never be touched again. Yeah. That is going to stay in the back of the fridge on display.
Speaking of never getting touched again, I have a sad update about Reggie.
Oh, jeez, what a transition.
I texted Reggie, do you have a date for Valentine's? And he said, nope, I'm unlovable.
That's true.
But then he put in parentheses, that's a joke, because he probably knew I was going to read it on air. and don't they have essentially the same break schedule as us? He's too early in his career as a host to be texting during a show.
Yeah, you texted during the show.
That's fine. We've been doing this a long time.
Gotcha. From the 817, the melting pot is awesome. Took my wife to the one in downtown Fort Worth Valentine's Day a few years ago and then stayed at the historic Hilton. So, Kevin, they're supporting your melting.
I look.
And your pot.
I get it. If in a week or two you start hearing my melting pot commercials, you'll think I was just a giant sellout. But I don't think that's going to happen. So I hope you know I benefit none from this. I just think it's a neat place.
Hey, if that happens, pass it on to me because I need to pay for that Houston trip.
Good point. Or Simply Fondue. That's another place that's kind of similar.
Cheesy Bear. So that's a horrible callback. Here is the sound from the aforementioned Ipe Mizuhara. He was calling a bank trying to get a loan out, you know, allegedly. That's what he says in this. His impersonation of Shohei Ohtani, you be the judge.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you. How may I help you?
So I tried to log in to online banking, and it told me that it's not available to me at this time, and I need a call.
Sure, I can take a look into that. Alrighty, and could you tell me the name of the payee and the amount of the transaction, please?
The person I'm sending to?
Yes.
It's for $200,000.
Thank you. Alrighty, now recently we come across a trend of fraud and scams, so we have been monitoring the online transactions closely to make sure our clients are not the victim of either. What is the reason for this transaction?
For a car loan.
Okay. You said it's for a car loan?
Yes.
Okay. What is your relationship to the payee?
He's my friend.
So he impersonated Shohei Ohtani and said, I'm giving my friend $200,000 for a car.
Okay. See, and this is interesting because at first I thought you were going to say like how he impersonated the voice. And I was like, I don't know how that guy usually talks, but you're pointing out the ridiculousness of, no, I'm giving it to my friend for his car loan.
Yeah. That's the best story. And everything on Twitter, I saw a great point of view. They're like, it's almost like he was so committed to it that once they actually picked up, he like blacked out. And he was like, I don't know where to go from here.
Oh my
like, gosh. How do I make this sound legit? Because you could tell, like, he was talking kind of low, you know, like.
Which, how did he not know they were going to have questions?
Yeah, like, he just thought it was going to be, my name's Shohei Ohtani, give me $200,000.
Whoops.
And a question. you know, end of story. Here we go. And it did not go that way. And so they're starting to put out some of these pieces of information. Hopefully we get more of these. That would be fun to listen to. But, you know, we talked about it a little bit earlier. And my point of view was I was kind of skeptical on the whole thing. I wasn't on the whole conspiracy of like, oh, you know, like Shohei knew about all this. Yeah. And he was placing. But I wasn't fully there. But I was like, this is just such a weird story. Now that we hear an audio recording of him pretending to be Shohei, right, and taking $200,000 out of his account and lying about the reason for it.
He's my friend.
Yeah, I start kind of believing the whole thing a little bit more than I already did, saying, yeah, I think Ipe just sucked. I think he was just a horrible human.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Running backs, we get into some of those, but also I'm doing something tonight. I need some help. Next on The Fan.